opening our hearts to receive this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, it's actually by the grace of God. I forgot I was going to do this today all week, and that was good because I didn't worry about it until I woke up at 7 this morning, and God said, oh, yeah, you're doing your testimony. So before I pray, I just want to say that it's funny when you, it's a process that I'm even up here. God's doing something in me just being up here, and I'm just so thankful for him. So I do want to pray. Father God, I thank you. This sharing that I'm able to do is really about you reaching me. And like Tom said, asking and receiving, it's not of anything me I did. It's such a wonderful love story that you reach and ask and seek out people who will respond. And I'm thankful that my heart responded. So Father, let whatever needs to be heard. And let me speak no more than you feel needs to be said, in Jesus' name. So bear with me a minute, because I'm going to say some names that will come clear of who they are. Recently, I felt the Lord say to reach out to someone I knew as a child named BJ. And I did, and I texted him, and he responded back, and he shared with me that his father, Alan, and him have put together, they do prison ministry, and they put their, it's called the Hearts of the Fathers, and he said, you might want to get it. And I actually got it because of the pictures, because they're people I love, on it. And then I read it, and it's a very short testimony, and it's Alan's testimony and how that, and his son's testimony because of his father, and then Alan's father's testimony. Now, Alan is an uncle to me. He's not a real uncle. We were very close growing up. And in 78, when I was 8 years old, we got a call, and it was in the spring. And some of this I'm actually just remembering now. But we got a call, and it was that our car, which we had lent to Alan, had been used in a felony. And they were looking for him and wanted to know if we knew where they were. And I was devastated. And then it was so interesting, because as I was talking to the Lord about wanting to share this, he reminded me, because I always thought what I'm going to tell you is something he did, and I had no previous impact, that I didn't understand how I received the Spirit. It was all him, and it was all him. But then he reminded me that when I was, before this happened, I got the dates wrong. That was in 84 that happened. I was 14, in the spring of 14. He reminded me that back in 78, when I was 8 years old, he gave us a big sister through the college program. And she came into our lives in the spring of 78. And then she accepted the Lord that fall. And so I got to go to church with her. And I got to see a spirit-filled, it was a college campus, running around with tambourines and worshiping the Lord. And she taught me, she showed me how to do grace. We didn't do grace in my family. We didn't pray before meals. And then she also would participate in fasting. And I didn't even remember that. I didn't grow up with that. And so he said, remember her. And I had, and I've shared with her. She didn't even know how much of an impact she had in my life. I just emailed her as well. And so I experienced that. And so when this happened in 84, and I was devastated, that it kind of got a really whirlwind. My aunt had a baby, and she asked if I would come. I was 14, and I was not the best babysitter, and stay with this newborn baby when she went back to work. So right after school was out in June, I whisked off to Massachusetts. And I asked my aunt just the other day how many days, because it's kind of a blur, that I actually babysat. She thinks it was like 2 or 3, so I didn't stay very long. And this newborn was crying, and I was up late at night because she worked crazy hours and feeding, and her husband was a prison guard, so he was gone all night. And so I was helping her. Well, a 14-year-old getting up at 5:30 in the morning after not sleeping much that night, I was just, she left, and I was trying to feed this baby, and I was trying to get it to stop crying. And I felt things I don't even want to share. But it does give me compassion to moms who are stressed. So what happened was, I didn't even know, but the TV was on, and there was an evangelical program on at that time, and he said the salvation prayer. Well, he gave a message, and then I was hearing it, but I wasn't registering it. And then I heard, if you want Jesus in your life, in your heart, stand up and say these words. So I did. And this is kind of where it got really blurry. I had the baby, and I received the Holy Spirit. He entered me. I passed out. Somehow my cousin was in her car seat, not crying anymore. And I was like, whoa, what do I do with this? You know, and so I went home. I told my aunt, I can't babysit anymore. And I gave Alan, I remembered this, is I gave all that grief over Alan to the Lord. I just talked to God. I didn't know about prayer that much. We prayed a lot in the church I went to. I grew up Catholic, but I didn't get talking to God. And so I just started talking to God. And I remember my life changed. Unfortunately, we've gone through a long process of falling, turning away and coming back. And he's always so graceful, gracious. So as I did that, I knew there was a promise in that. I didn't understand that until actually recently. Reason I actually dug into this was because BJ asked me to share my testimony with him because it involved his father. And Alan was sentenced for 78 years for this. He had done some pretty bad things to embezzle money. And he got out in 4. And that's in this book, but it was really touching to me because as soon as I found out he was getting out, I was like, told my parents, I want to see Alan. Well, the Lord had told them in prison that he needed to come see me. And so he came, and we talked. We shared our testimonies. He was a very humble man. And I got to just really, really be thankful for. And then I noticed from then on, all through college, I knew every time God put someone in my life to correct my course or grow me. And so, yeah, that's my testimony. And if anyone wants to read it, it's really good. It goes out to prisons.
So before you're done, will you pray for the congregation that we would see, like, God's hand in circumstances, especially because it's a grief circumstance when your uncle is arrested and all these things are happening. Would you just pray for us that we'd be able to see God's hand in our circumstances?
Father God, your arm is not too short. It is in our circumstances. It is in our grief. It is in our joy. It is in our stumbling. It is in everything that you are calling us to. So would you help us spot you in every situation that we're in our day, in our distractions, like we were praying about earlier. We want to love you more. We want to be about your business and then doing the things in life. Be an ever-present thing, and let us see you in every circumstance, Lord. And if we're too close to it, Father, would you give a prophetic message to our sisters and brothers to say, hey, the Lord said this. We would love more prophetic words for each other in Jesus' name.
Let's get burned.